The Property Pod. Welcome to The Property Pod with MoneyWeb. The property sector is an ever-changing sector. And in this podcast series, your host, Suren Naidu, chats to movers and shakers in the property industry.
Hi there, and welcome to The Property Pod, South Africa's premier property investor podcast. My name is Suren Naidu, and on this weekly MoneyWeb show, we gain insider insights from leading CEOs, analysts, developers, and entrepreneurs in South Africa's expansive real estate sector. It's August already, and it's Women's Month in South Africa. For the month of August, we generally profile women making their mark in the local property sector on this podcast. And on this week's episode, we feature Palisa Mkhize, the new and first ever permanent CEO of the South African Multifamily Residential Rental Association, or SAMRA. I suppose it's SAMRA, but Palisa can correct me if I'm wrong, but her appointment at the organization marks a significant step in the evolution of South Africa's multifamily rental housing sector. To tell us more about that and share a little bit of insight of who she is and what she plans to do at the association, we have Palisa on the pod. A very warm welcome, Palisa.
Thank you very much, Suren.
It's a relatively new industry organization. Is SAMRA correct, the acronym pronunciation?
Yes, SAMRA. S-A-M-R-R-A.
Okay, thanks for that. But the sector is growing. Just a little bit of context for those who might not know it or are not expert property investors. How big or significant is the multifamily resi sector in South Africa now? I know it was quite a big thing in the US and it's growing in South Africa, but maybe just to kick off with some highlights.
Sure. I think if we look at multifamily as we've defined it, which is institutional ownership, as opposed to you and me renting units out, we're sitting currently at a membership at SAMRA of about 75,000 units, so about 40 billion rand of assets. We think, you know, again, just sticking to the definition, we're missing maybe another 30,000 odd, which would probably bring us to, let's say, just north of 60 billion rand worth of assets. And then you ask whether it's growing or not. Look, I think if you went to any of our members today, they tell you that they're either in construction or have a pipeline into the next year growing their units significantly. So it's definitely a significant growth asset.
When did you start in your new position at SAMRA and what does the role entail? I suppose it's not a very big organization, even though it represents such a big part of the property industry.
That's true. It's not a large organization. I think our exco started this organization along with the originating members about just under a year ago. And I started my role on the 1st of July. And what is it that my role entails? I call myself an evangelist, I guess. My role is around advocating for the sector, you know, or I should say the subsector of property. And it's about disseminating information, you know, getting all those hard performance numbers out there, because there's a lot of misnomers about what it is that happens in our universe.
You talk about misnomers, it'll be remiss of me not to ask, what are some of those misnomers?
Look, it's things like this is 60% occupied, 20% collections, our buildings are in, you know, distress and in a bad way or whatever the case may be. But when you speak to anyone raising money for property, really is it for resi? Guys are likely to tell you how they're starting a industrial or a retail fund, but really do you hear about resi? And when you start the conversation, there's a lot about not understanding what the risks are and what the performance is. So a lot of my work is around getting that information out.
So I suppose you've settled in, it's just a month, but you seem to already be an evangelist based on your comments there. Do you want to share about, like, you know, some of the high profile members, just to give us a sense of, you know, people might see some of these names out there. I know them because I've interviewed the original board, the head, the executive that kicked it off. But, you know, just to give, yes, further insight on that, you know, to highlight some of the big members of your organization.
Sure. I mean, I feel like all our members are big people in the industry. But to name a few, those who live in Johannesburg might have seen the likes of Barlow Park go up, and that's our member diversity. IHS, International Housing Solutions, Communicare, who do a bit of social housing in Cape Town, our members, AFCO, who are part of a REIT, a listed REIT, which we all know. And then we've got the likes of the guys who do some of the conversions, AfriCrest, Easy Living, and out in Midrand, we've seen Century develop quite a bit, and House Rentals is our member, and the likes of City Prop, Cosmopolitan, to name but a few. But yeah, those are our members, guys who, if you're driving around Johannesburg, Cape Town, you've seen a lot of their buildings.
Thanks for that. Can you share who is Palisa Mkhize, a little bit of your background, possibly in the sector, and how you came into this role and, decided to apply and take up this responsibility to become the evangelist of multifamily residential as an asset class in South Africa?
Sure. Look, I think my career in this area starts at Old Mutual. We had a housing impact fund, which was about 9 billion rand that we were given to manage and put into the broader affordable housing sector. And there we originated some of the transactions that some of the members in SAMRA currently represent or own. And in that, I originated transactions and managed them accordingly. And then later ended up recently, before SAMRA, at Standard Bank, where I was head of affordable housing development. I sat within the investment banking real estate finance business. And there I dealt with a number of interesting legacy assets as well, because housing is, a hodgepodge of being a social asset while being a very highly commercial asset. And I guess the move to SAMRA is my path just bringing me closer to advocacy after really realizing that there's a lot that people don't understand, and deal making is difficult in this space when information is not meeting what's on the ground.
Thank you for that. So you do have quite a bit of insight prior to this appointment. It's good to have that sort of experience and a little bit of historical background there. It is early days, but I'm sure the board has given you some sort of mandate and that sort of thing. But what is your ultimate vision? Do you have any targets for SAMRA growth and profile-wise?
Yeah, look, it'd be great to grow membership. As I said, we are missing a few tens of thousands of units from a membership perspective, so that's a goal. And then for our current members, a big thing is about, bringing those cap rates down. It would be great for the resilience and the sturdiness of the sector to be reflected in its cap rates, and also to just increase member engagement. Our current members are paying subs, and it would be good to see them benefit from it in many ways, from information sharing to helping them overcome some of the issues we all face, or all members face, be it with the city of Johannesburg or the city of Cape Town, what have you, and bringing their work to light amongst institutional investors.
Thank you for that. While multifamily is growing in South Africa, there are very few listed funds involved in the subsector. You have the likes of Emira and SA Corporate, with you mentioned AFCO, which is part of SA Corporate. But Emira took over one of the listed funds. I can't remember the name right now, but
Transcend.
yes, that's it, a few years ago. So it's not directly listed anymore. But I suppose I have to ask this a little bit. Moneyweb covers a lot of listed companies. How
Yeah, sure.
important is SAMRA for SAMRA to have more listed funds? When they're listed, they tend to have higher institutional investor profile, if not possibly retail investor profile, because you have, ordinary investors burning their fingers sometimes where they might not invest in the right area, and then having to sit with the asset for a number of years. This might actually be a better option to invest in these guys that actually have expert knowledge of the industry.
Yeah, Siren. Look, I think it's a bit of a maturing of the sector. It will come, and with the specialization that's required in our space, I think it's not something that will happen overnight. So with the investor education that we are embarking on, I think we'll get ourselves there. And I think what's most important to highlight is that, our members are part of solving a very present and real need in South Africa. I think we've got about 2 million households that just don't have the housing they require, and they offer it at a very critical price point. So I'd like to think that given that we are solving for something important and growing and maturing and specializing and doing all the investor education required, we'll see a consolidation and perhaps more of the listings happening.
There is quite a bit of interest similar to student housing, interest from development finance institutions. I know the likes of Diversity got some money in as well. But we
That's
won't.
true.
Do you want to comment on that? Sorry, it's not necessarily diversity related, but more that these institutional, like the, what is it, IMF and,
Prepaco, and IDC, it's it. I mean, IFC.
IFC, yes.
Yes. We find that there's a lot of interest, and again, I go back to that maturity. It's about finding the right vehicles to invest in these entities, and that's where the DFIs really fall short, or say they struggle. They just can't find the right technology or mechanism to insert themselves into the sector. But we have consistent conversations with them around how it is they can participate in the sector in a way that makes sense. Largely, we all get tripped up on things like mandates and how it is money must come in and when it comes in. And largely you find that, from a return potential, this needs a little bit of patience, and that's not always the case with some of the DFIs, even though the outcome is aligned with what it is they're trying to do. But they are very active in the conversations that we're having, and they're trying to find solutions to become part of it. But with that said, we've seen the likes of the PIC put money into Diversity, actually, and the BII also investing in this sector. So they're coming. We just need to constantly, do a bit of education and structuring that works for everyone.
Thanks for that insight. Just on another side, I just thought about this because I've covered property for a number of years, and I know at the last SA REIT conference, there were some comments from the chair at the time. I don't know if he's still the chair, but there seems to be too many property organizations. What's your comment on that with SAMRA being relatively new? You have the likes of SAPOA, SACSE, SA REIT Association. I've only mentioned a few of them, but now you have SAMRA. So are you diluting it, or you say, you need to get the subsector more profile?
Look, I think the question is about purpose, and maybe your question is also about overlap and if there is any. And I'd like to think there isn't any overlap when it comes to resi. These organizations don't sufficiently cover residential. And when we say multifamily, we're really trying to coin a phrase that explains that, these are institutionally owned rental units, and they behave like any other commercial subsector of property. And I just don't think that any of these organizations sufficiently speak to that and cover it. And again, it's also because about the maturity we've been discussing, that we haven't seen that, and we haven't seen that understanding. And once it gets there, maybe it will easily fall into an SA REIT, and maybe we'll see more attention from like a SAPOA. But all that is growing. We will be speaking at SAPOA, we will be speaking at API. So we're definitely getting SAMRA and what it does and what our members do out there.
It might be a bit cliche, but just to conclude, it is Women's Month. What are your views around women empowerment in business, not just the property sector and BEE more broadly? I know it's a very broad question, but it's especially topical considering what's happening on the Trump tariffs front. Obviously, that's not the only reason, but I'm not going to ask you to comment on Trump tariffs.
No, let's not do that. Look, I think my view is that, I've been in this industry for just over 16 years, and for many days I've been the only woman in the boardroom or on the project. And I think it's an indictment on the industry that we don't invite more women into those rooms. And it has also just been, something where people say it's traditionally a male-dominated industry. And I think we need to work on changing that, especially because we see a lot of young people in the lecture halls of property studies. And it's possible. I think we just need to be very intentional about it. And then in the property sector broadly, think it's important to mention how residential is primarily a product consumed by women. And I saw that even at the bank, on the home loan end and even on the developer side, people who buy housing are women either alone or in partnership. And I think it's important that we acknowledge that by educating that consumer on how to best, invest either in the asset class, or from a rental perspective, just, let them know how this is a real avenue for safe, housing, and it comes with all its amenities and all of that. So I think resi is a big part of serving woman and, the safety part, the amenities part for the children, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a lot to be said about how women are big consumers of residential as a property subsector.
Palisa, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate your time on the podcast. That was Palisa Mkhize, the newly appointed CEO of Samra.
Thanks for listening to the MoneyWeb Property Pod with Suren Naidu. To listen to more episodes, go to moneyweb.co.za or the MoneyWeb app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates. Follow Suren on Twitter at Suren Naidu for more of his property industry content and other business stories.